This fire prevention week from October 9 to 15, the Airdrie Fire Department is stressing the need for families to develop a home escape plan in case the worst should happen. The theme of this year's fire prevention week is, Fire Won't Wait. Plan your escape. What we are trying to teach people to do is practice your home fire escape plan, said Airdrie Deputy Fire Chief James Kostick. Today's fires burn hotter and faster than in previous years, so we need people to be able to get out safely. The best way to do that is to practice. Kostick said fires burn more quickly and hotter today because of the materials houses are made of, and the increased use of batteries and other synthetic materials in the home. Year to year, we are still seeing our highest numbers of injuries and deaths happening in the home, Kostick said. Every year, we are trying to target our audience to just reduce that number a little so we have fewer injuries and deaths. There are a lot of statistics that go into our message every year, and Fire Prevention Week is just one way to get that message out. Fire Prevention Week is a nationwide initiative put on by the National Fire Protection Association, NFPA, that is held annually in October, always including the date of October 9. That date is in memory of the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. Throughout the week, fire departments throughout Canada, including Airdrie's, preach fire safety tips and best practices. When a fire in the home happens, Kostick said people often don't have time to think and must move quickly to prevent injury or death. That's why, he added, it is so important to have an escape plan already drawn up and have everyone in the family practice it. Children, people with physical limitations, every house is different, so every home escape plan is going to be different, Kostick said. You need to practice for every scenario and every family dynamic to make sure you get out safely. Kostick said alongside having a good escape plan in place, people should also make sure they are not doing careless activities in or near their home, and ensure all their smoke alarms are functioning properly. We still see regular occurrences happening in our community, such as fires from cooking fires and smoking materials, he stated. Even though we educate the public, we still see people not having working smoke alarms or having home escape plans. So, with this campaign, we are just trying to hit home and say, this could happen to you. Kostick said those wishing to better inform themselves about fire prevention, or seeking some assistance with developing an effective home escape plan, should visit the NFPA website at www.nfpa.org. Members of the public are also encouraged to come down to Airdrie Fire Department's Fire Safety Day public open house on October 22 at the Chinook Winds Fire Station for demonstrations, displays, and activities. Residents can come down to the fire station to see some fire props, get some extra education, and ask any questions that make them feel safer in their homes, Kostick said.